from them and cutting them into his songs.
It's an art.
And he meets the love of his life. He meets Lori Allen.
I was alone in my life with little to live for, trying my hand at art, thinking that maybe I could save myself. But in my desperation, all my hope would fly away until there was nothing left of me, nothing left to say. And in this nightmare, there was a dream of a girl so beautiful beyond compare. The girl of my dreams. So wonderful, so beautiful. And I had her boots. This was so long ago in my idealistic dream of so many songs. Lori. She inspired a thousand songs, and then I knew I was an artist.
He wrote a lot of sweet songs about Lori, and I remember something from listening. He wanted to play one for me. I remember, and he doesn't have it. Walking down the road, I'm feeling lonely, but don't be sad. Be glad. You're just one step closer to the girl you're going to meet.
He starts following her around with a tape recorder and his little Super 8, following her around and making movies and tape recording her and begging Lori to say, "I love you, Dan," into the tape, which she eventually does.
Did you say, "I love you, Danny"?
You want me to?
Did you?
I love you, Danny.
She has no idea. He's massively obsessed with her.
As soon as she spoke to me, you know, she was so nice, you know, and I was just completely madly in love. And I didn't know it, but she already had a boyfriend. At this time, Pete Arner went to mortician school in Florida. And so he, like, left mortician school and came back. After she got married, a friend of mine's grandfather died. And the funeral was at Arnold's funeral home. She was there hanging coats. And as soon as I walked in, I said, "Hi, how are you?" And I shook her hand. And I looked behind her, and there was an empty casket. And I just thought, well, I'm just going to crawl in there.
This is the kind of love he needed to have. He needed to have a love that he couldn't really successfully connect up with. He had to have that thing to chase. He could never have a thing he could catch. So when she married someone else, it was even better. Because then he could really pine. You know, she was gone. And it's just God's little joke that it happens to be an undertaker. So he really liked that event, even though it causes him great pain.
Those faces you were making.
Oh,
that was so cute.
It's a great film, Daniel.
It is a great film. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So about you, and we are about them.
Yeah.
So incredible. I was so moved, weren't you?
Yes.
What are you gonna do next?
It is so great to see you. You look like a movie star.
Yeah, you look exactly the same.
I can't believe it.
I just cut my hair off.
That's the only difference, I swear.
You look like a movie star.
So he's like, kiss the camera. I'm like, kiss the camera? He's like, yeah, kiss the camera. I'm like, okay. And everything he said. And that's why when I was watching the film, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know what to do. You told me what to do, yeah. Didn't you?
You were a natural beauty of all time. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Breaker.
All right. Lori, I'm so happy. Oh, thank you for so much for arranging this. This is really the happiest day of my life.
No, you're just so dear. It just, you know, when he left the thing, and I just felt like I watched this whole emotional movie, and I was just like,
yeah.
And then he left, and I'm like, and then he didn't think it was me, and I'm like, oh, it was me.
I thought it was a hoax.
Never.
That's what we were gonna do.
I couldn't believe it. I ran out of there, and then you know, I was scared. I love you. I never thought I'd see you again. I'm really glad to see you.
Wow, just
I don't know what to say. You know, will you marry me?
Let's get some water. Is there some water?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to get some water? Maybe some soda pop?
Excuse me. It was just so good. It was so, and it was good for me. It was so good for me to come here and see the film and see that you're doing well.
Yeah.
And that you're still working.
I love to work, you know, and for a long time I was really lost.
I know.
You know, after having been in the mental hospitals, really bad. Once they got me, you know, I couldn't get out. You know,
I couldn't imagine.
It was bad. 5 years. It really had me. It was right when I first started having record albums, and it really bummed me out because I got in the mental hospital, couldn't get out 5 years until I could get out of the system. You know, then I started having albums again. So once I got out, I made sure that I didn't get back in. I was able to beat the system, but then the miracle of it is because I started going, kept going to the doctor, I was able to beat my manic depression because I got the right medication.
You know what we were most amazed by in the audience is just what Henry and Jeff both said, how you documented your life by film. You know, you filmed the film of me I never saw.
Yeah.
Until this 26 years later. But your family took pictures and archived all this, and you know, there were people in the audience that later were telling me, you know, I only wished I could document my life and keep track and be able to, you know, tell a story. And, you know, we all have a story to tell, but we didn't film it, or we didn't take pictures, or we didn't draw it, or we didn't write about it, you know. And that's what a lot of people walked out of there inspired by, you know, and your creativity to do that. And when these guys came into the picture, you gave them the material to do what they did.